everybody. Welcome to the Where Is My Guru show. Where Is My Guru leading you back to you. This is Jessica, your host and guide, and I am extremely excited and pleased to be here with you doing a pre-game warm-up for our Rebel Wellness Detox beginning March 20th. I am partnering and co-collaborating, and my partner in crime here, Tanya Lee Markle, all the way from Denmark. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, Jessica, all the way from Denmark. Hello.
All the way. Well, Tanya, I just kind of, just introed to the world the show, and I'm just so excited to be here with you. I really just need to let you know. I think I told you this the other day, but Where Is My Guru has over 1.5 million show views. We have 10,000 views a month, and I'm just so thankful. So I just want to thank everybody for staying connected to the show, even and I'm just so happy to be here with you. And I'm going to hand it over to you now, while I go call our guest and let people know what's going on and what we're doing.
Awesome. And by the way, high five on those numbers, and thank you so much for joining, everybody. That's kick ass. And I hope I'm allowed to say that word online or on the air. So, Alchemists, welcome. Jessica and I are hosting a series of 15-minute warm-ups, power-ups, gear-ups, pow-wows, whatever you want to call them, with inspiring people who are doing their thing. We have some amazing guests lined up. If Jessica hasn't told you about it already, I will tell you again. We have Jo Testula, who is a yoga teacher featured on Yoga Glow. She's a mother traveler and an internationally sought-after yoga teacher. We have public speaker, writer, travel photographer, and bodybuilder featured on Huffington Post and Rebel Society, James Clear. We also have the international creative fire starter, dance, and hoop luminary featured at Wonderlust and in Yoga Journal, Shakti Sunfire. And today, we are honored to have Sarah Durham Wilson, a.k.a. Do It Girl, writer, creator, poet, artist, founder of the Mystic School, and co-leading a movement and underworld course guide with Shakti Sunfire. Today, Sarah, hello, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm great.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. And where are you right now?
I'm in Topanga, California, Topanga Canyon. It's this great, like, hippie enclave above the hills, above the Santa Monica Hills, above LA. It's awesome.
Sounds wonderful. And you sound like you're just waking up and stretching with the morning sun over there.
I am. I actually have been laughing that this is I love everything Rebel Society. I was laughing at the detox part because I'm usually 100% sober. And yesterday we were in Santa Barbara wine country, and so I had some wine. And I'm like, today I'm going to be really tired. And it's true. Like, it actually doesn't work for me to drink. So I'm like super tired, but I'm glad to be talking about this because it's really important. But like the goddess loves to kick my ass, so yeah.
And who couldn't use a glass of goddess every now and then, right?
Oh, I mean, I'm always laughing about just getting like her foot tattooed on my butt. Like, she's just kicking it all.
That's excellent. Cool. So Sarah, we have a few questions for you, and
yeah.
Just to, warm us up a little bit, the intention behind these questions is to get everybody inspired and geared up for our 30-day online program. And
great.
What a perfect way to get started than, waking up after, a lovely evening, I'm sure it was, of some delicious taste of wine. So perhaps one of the don'ts on the list or not recommended.
Exactly.
Great.
That's how I like to teach. I like to teach from the experience of what doesn't work.
We can definitely relate to that. Cool. Jessica, would you like to kick us off with some questions?
I would. All right, Ms. Sarah. So why do you believe that it is difficult for women to nourish themselves? Whoa, the big one.
Well, I think that, you know, I remember being like, I'll try not to get too long on these questions because I think that's a really good question. Growing up in my house, I remember reading a Sassy magazine at like 14 years old, and Drew Barrymore was talking about the word self-love and that it still had a stigma of selfishness around it. And it can look selfish to people that don't understand self-love. And there's some voice in our heads that still goes, this is bad. This, you know, I should be caring for the other first. And nurturing really comes from a place of deep self-honor and deep self-love and understanding that when we can't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of anyone else. So it becomes actually the least selfish act in the world. But at first, it feels selfish from a patriarchal go, go, go society. I should be doing, not being, at that place.
And I mean, as a woman and as a mother, I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah, I saw that you're a mom. It's so great. Yeah.
Sarah, so, you know, obviously the detox is happening this spring. And so, you know, we're wanting to really meet women, you know, and men. We want to meet, you know, individuals and beings in this place of this question of like, it's okay to question where, you know, the intention behind your self-love. If that's where you are, we want to meet you there. And we, you know, we have this beautiful, you know, offering of tips for renewal, but we want to know, like, what are your best tips for renewal and re-energizing and meeting people kind of where they are and then gently, you know, kind of guiding and helping them fill their toolkit with things that work for them?
Like, I'd say, like, if I was my own teacher today, I would say, you know, salt baths, aromatherapies, naps, green juice. And even though I've been a vegetarian for many years, actually, my Ayurvedic practitioner has started me on bone broth, on chicken bone broth. The idea that the chicken's already been used, you know, for me, that really helps, and that I'm actually honoring the animal by using all of it. And you know, finding, I found an amazing Ayurvedic practitioner, finding out your dosha, finding out what works for your body type, because we can like fill our body with nutrients, but if it's not the right ones for us sometimes. That was happening with me. I thought I was eating well, but I walked in there and my hair was brittle and my skin was a little yellow. And, you know, really taking the time to find a dietitian or a nutritionist who can tell you what your body really needs, and listening to your body, being in your body. You know, the idea that the body is smarter than the mind, and, you know, is part of the, you know, the natural design of nature, which is the highest wisdom. The beginning to ask, what does my body need at every moment to heal it, is a really special practice. And slowing down, because I've noticed as these winds of March are coming, this spring energy, I couldn't be busier, and I can't let that, my presence, get away from me, and honoring my cycles and my system of what I need despite the many millions of things that are opening up, and maybe not all of them to say yes to. So all of that comes back to listening to yourself. Yeah.
That's a great one. Beautiful. I think we can probably spend another 2 hours having a discussion around not only that question, but everything that Sarah had just mentioned has really just started resonating and, you know, creating a lot of warmth and inner inquiry. I'm sitting here asking myself, you know, how do I nourish myself? And am I actioning out things that are actually wise for my body, for my energy, or am I just acting out things that other people have told me should be good for me? There is a huge difference. And also you mentioned, you know, the winds, the spring winds are coming in, and the spring is a very special time. And I love that you said how busy it is. You know, there are all these things happening, which in nature it is reflecting that, right? Things are getting ready to blossom. Things are getting ready to change and become quite luscious and abundant for most places on the planet, right, that are experiencing spring. Why do you believe, or, you know, from your experience, why is this such a unique time, say, for getting into healing?
Well, it's funny. I mean, I really appreciate these questions because I usually teach from sort of like a psychological and soul place, which is all one. I mean, the soul, when the soul is diseased, it manifests through the body, and that's how many people are called to a wound, right? When their body starts to break down or call out for their attention, then you become confined to a bed where you have to start, Mother Nature, Goddess, grounds you to listen to yourself and heal yourself through the wisdom that comes up through pain of, I need to be healed. I mean, many of the times I've been sick or been hurt, I had to stop and realize it was something much, much deeper going on, and that finally it had gotten to my body, to my flesh. I'm teaching a school, and a lot of the women are sad, for lack of a better word. And I think of this time as, you know, I think you were just speaking to this, that our bodies, yes, are aligned with the earth, and many of us experience ego deaths in winter of, oh, I'm no longer defined this way. This isn't my dream anymore. We die to the old identities. I go through this every winter, and it's quite painful. The more you hold on, winter's bringing up the last sort of death rattle. Winter brings up the last things we need to really let go of before we transition into spring, before we are born anew or reborn in spring. And that can feel quite painful. Like, I'm experiencing this lesson right now that I actually don't really do well with alcohol, and I've known that, I remembered three old loves yesterday walking the streets of Santa Barbara, and it was like, I can feel this stuff coming up to be let go before I'm born anew. It's sort of like scraping, the winter's fingers sort of scraping your flesh for what you're still holding on to that's old, that doesn't serve, that's dead. Does that make sense?
Yes. I don't know about you, Jessica, but that pretty much was freaking awesome.
I know. It's like, I mean, it's like prose coming out of your spirit and sharing, and it's gorgeous. And I say this a lot. I said, I have a saying, and I'm like, I don't want to come back in the next life, you know, relearning the things that I'm trying to learn in this one. But as I get a bit older, I realize that I'm really living so many lives just in this one life. You know, there's just so many opportunities. Yeah. Like I just heard you say, just to like be reborn. And it's like, do I want to move into this next incarnation, to this next chapter, into this next phase, carrying, you know, these old baggage or, you know, these, you know, these things, you know, the reason why we keep doing the things over and over again is because there's a part of us that needs to be deeply nourished.
Yeah.
And it needs to be seen, and there needs to be light shed upon it. And that kind of leads me into the next question for you, Sarah, is, you know, nourishment. You know, you shared several things, you know, that you do to nourish yourself at the beginning of the interview. And I guess the question is sort of going into that again, but you talked about your cycles, and do you have like a way that you honor your cycles by nourishing yourself like the same way, like, you know, like the full moon's coming up, so this is what I do. I'm creating this ritual, or the new moon's coming up, or even like on a weekly or a daily basis, how do you create like ritual nourishment for yourself in your life?
Unfortunately, I feel like because I've gotten so busy, you know, when I was more of like a baby witch, just sort of like waking up, I really, really practiced honoring the rituals and honoring the cycles with ritual. And I had a ritual for, you know, every phase of the moon. You know, with the new moon, I would set, you know, manifest at my altar and write my intentions down. As the light grows in her, it grows in us, and we begin attracting things faster. And at the full moon, you know, I would lead circles, and we'd bring chocolate in, and we'd bless the chocolate, and we'd eat that together, and we'd you know, fill our hearts with love and put our hands, which had the heart chakra energy, running into the earth and thanking the earth and nourishing with our love. And with the waning moon, we practice what we were letting go of as our energy decreased, and things like that. And now I find, because I teach so much, I haven't been able to slow down and do that. And that's this, you know, that's this sort of, it can be the downside to teaching too much is, so now what happens is, I have to sort of be shocked back into it. I'm like, why do I feel this way? Oh, it's a waning moon. I can't be holding on. And then I do the ritual. But as far as rituals for nourishment, all winter I sat by the fire and drank tea and read and was very nourishing for myself. And I think that I've just sort of started taking a running sprint into spring, and I'm reminded I have, you know, the work of Mary Magdalene, she always says, is to stay in your presence no matter what. So the minute that we don't feel good, or that we're exhausted, or we're reacting, which is reacting our old patterns, we're not in our presence. And that means we're not nourishing our soul, and we're not nourishing ourselves if you're out of your presence. If you're not present, things are going to go wrong. So that's my reminder. I haven't been present. I haven't been meditating. I haven't been breathing. All very important.
Thank you for those excellent reminders, and also just your honesty with where you are. It's so beautiful being able to connect with the realness and the authentic part of you, because you do so much, and we can see you doing so much, and we hear about you doing so much, and it's just very grounding to hear others who are, you know, rolling up your sleeves and not only doing your thing that's helping to, you know, make a difference on the earth, but live more awake and full, to hear that you are still going through this process of evolution and change and like constant transformation. You know, you're not just riding this magic carpet ride, that you're actually a real human being experiencing life more awake in all of its degrees and seasons.
I mean, that word human is, you know, I think that we forgot about that in a big part of our, you know, push to awake, which is fine. This is all the process. And then I had a moment last winter when my career seemed to be really taking off, and I was miserable, and that freaked me out. That's the death. Like, this is no longer exactly serving me. And what do I want? And I realized I wanted to be human with all of it. And I don't want fame. I don't want, I want a real human experience. So for better or for worse, I'm going to be in it, and I'm always going to say exactly the truth, which is, you know, I can't pretend. I can't pretend, sums it up.
You just made my pulse increase. Thank you.
I know. Beautiful.
Totally beautiful.
Beautiful.
Sarah, one more kind of question. Kind of. It is a question. One more question, and then we'll get into our 30-second this or that slam. If there is just one thing you could wish our spring detox participants to experience or feel, or just a word or mantra or any kind of inspirational something that you could offer, what would that be?
I mean, it's what I want for me is what I want for everyone, and vice versa. It's humility, that everyone is your teacher, that everyone has God and Goddess in them, and the humility that we're so not alone, that we're connected to everyone, and we're a strand in the web. So how you treat others is how you treat yourself, and how you treat yourself is how you treat others. and to honor the God within you is to honor the God within them, and to stay in that humility of how small and yet how massive you are, and that every thought and every action matters.
Gorgeous. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. All right. On that note, to put a close to our little 15-minute powwow, are you ready, Sarah?
I think so.
With your delicious wine hangover and all your magic, get ready, because this is the 30-second slam, 30-second 10-question slam, and we start now. Jessica, do you have us on the clock?
I have a clock. Let's go.
Okay, here she goes. All right, Sarah, East Coast or West Coast?
East Coast.
Flip-flops or bare feet?
Bare feet.
Ghost or Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Full moon or new moon?
Full.
Kale or broccoli?
No, new moon. broccoli.
Wand or broomstick?
Broomstick.
Shower or bath?
Bath.
Milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
Milk.
Juice or smoothie?
Juice.
That was it. Thank you.
That was so
much,
easy.
Yeah.
Slumber party questions. Like, I could do that forever.
I know. I think we could have a list of at least 100 and just go on and on and on.
God, like,
next
great
up
first
is a game of Smash.
So fun. Thanks, girls.
Cool. Sarah, do it, girl. Thank you so much for taking the time to meet with us. We love everything you do. Thank you so much for being a part of Rebel Society. Our audience is just freaking in love with you. Thank you so much for helping us to kick off our spring equinox detox with Rebel Wellness. And we just can't wait to see what the future brings. We know that our paths are going to cross so many times again. And just know that we love you and we support you. And yeah, we see you.
I feel the same way. Thank you so much. I love you, girls. And it was a true pleasure. And thanks for doing what you do as well.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk soon.
Okay.
Definitely.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Cool.
It was amazing. She was so amazing.
Cool.
Just,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I hope everybody who's listening just, like, really go to her page and see what she's doing, and, you know, check out Sarah and like check out her Facebook page and the work that she's doing in the world. And then, like, what she wished for you, humility, was exactly what she just brought for the last 15 minutes to all of us. You know, honesty, just complete and total, like, true presence as to where she is here and now in her life. And that's the only place to begin. It's to begin where you are here and now, not where you want to be in a month, not where you were a year ago. It's where you are now. And I think that is exactly what the detox offers. It's what our program is going to bring, is tools and offerings and beautiful gifts to help you be here now. And so I'm honored, and I'm honored to have shared this space and time with you, Tanya. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Always, always a pleasure. And I hope that everybody will give themselves something just super special. If it's not our spring equinox detox, something else, just to become more alive, more awake, and not to be afraid of exactly who you are. And I think Sarah was an awesome example of that today. She showed up as she was, and she wasn't pretending or trying to be anything else, and that is just beautiful. So thank you.
Yeah, well, we also have another surprise for you at the end of the show, but before we kind of close things out, if you are interested in learning more about the about our spring equinox detox, please go visit rebelwellness.com. All the information that you need is there. We have, along with Do It Girl, Sarah Durham Wilson, her interview today. We also have interviews with Shakti Sunfire, James Clear, Joe Tasula, and more special guests as we pregame and warm up for the big kickoff on March 20th. So please go check it out. Go check out Rebel Society and check out some of the amazing articles that they have on their website there. And to close it out, Tanya and I have a dance party. We have a dance party. So enjoy Katy Perry's Roar as you roar. Maybe we're going to be roaring into spring like a lion. So let's take charge. Let's roar. Let's feel our power. Let's do it, Tanya.
Yes, here we go.
Woo! Thanks, guys. Woo! Soon.
The ground, you have me.